But once we test 30, and if we break 30 on a few closes, that is the magic number, Eddie. That ignites the silver equity trade, and you want to be positioned ahead of that. I firmly believe we're going to be, and this is definitely a different position that I've held the last few years. I definitely feel we're going to test 30 this year. I feel we're going to break 30 this year, and you want to be positioned ahead of that.
John Fenech, how you doing?
Hey, good, Andy. How are you?
Doing good. Things are ripping here. Gold keeps on ripping higher. Silver keeps on ripping higher. It looks like it's almost going parabolic. Who's buying? Why is it moving like it is moving?
Well, gold was telling you something in the last couple of weeks now that we have seen what happened with Iran and Israel on April 13th, right? I think that anytime you see 300 plus drones going anywhere in the world, that's going to get the attention of many, many people. And it's an unfortunate situation. It's getting worse, not better. We've been saying that this situation since October 7th has been escalating, not de-escalating, like so many think or hope. Hope is not a strategy. You have to be able to invest based on fact. And if you do your homework, there's a lot of strife going on in the Middle East right now, and it is not looking better. So you have to, this weekend kind of solidified that, right? So you're seeing a gold run up into the weekend. Now today, you know, being Monday the 15th, an absolutely beautiful day again for gold. Why, Andy? Gold loves fear. You know, that's the facts. It's not something I, you know, want or hope for. It's a fact. And so gold will trade higher on the back of bad news like that. Or scary news that could escalate, right? And silver has been catching up to the gold trade. So that's really important for the entire precious metals complex, right? Because silver was, you know, not doing very well. We've been saying for months, even though it's our biggest position, that it would take a break above 26 an ounce for this to really get going. We didn't see a break above 26 an ounce for months. I mean, go back and look at the chart. And then we saw that happen a few weeks ago, and 26 broke like that. It was like real quick, and it broke on the first attempt, you know, at 26. It wasn't like it took 5 days, and then it just went to 28 real fast, right? Because there's really no resistance between 26 and 28-ish. And so then
you saw, that's what you have referred to in our previous talk. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. People want to check that out. I love doing these because hold people true. Accountable to what they say, right?
Yeah, no, that was a great call, John. So I want to make sure that's recognized. Go ahead.
So now we're flirting with 30, right? At 28 to 29, we'll have some resistance. And that's what you're seeing play out currently. But once we test 30, and if we break 30 on a few closes, that is the magic number, Eddie. That ignites the silver equity trade. And you want to be positioned ahead of that. I firmly believe we're going to be, and this is definitely a different position that I've held the last few years. I definitely feel we're going to test 30 this year. I feel we're going to break 30 this year, and you want to be positioned ahead of that. I don't know when this is going to happen. It could happen this month, next month. It's that kind of parabolic activity I'm seeing in silver that could lead us to a much better place. And when I say a much better place, a lot of these silver producers, a lot of these companies in general, they need 22 to 25 silver to be really profitable. So here at 28 plus, you're like, okay, this is starting to move in the right direction. And that's why some of these silver equities are starting to move well.
Yeah, no, so I want to unpack some of this a little bit more. And I want you to touch briefly, because I don't think it's only, and again, I am not pulling for any kind of conflict anywhere. I'm hoping against that. Hope that gets.